A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sim. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 163. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and today we are continuing our discussion of Dirk Gently. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello. Yes, Dirk Gently, a very witty BBC adaptation, or perhaps inspired by the Douglas Adams books, about his quirky detective. So we have a comedy private detective show, but with some science fiction stuff mixed in there, as we'd expect from Douglas Adams.
Oh yes, we have time travel and artificial intelligence and advanced sort of reasoning, not quite artificial intelligence software, and all sorts of odd things, which are quite wonderful. It ran a total of 4 episodes. They were a full 60 minutes each, and they were broadcast between late 2010 and 2012.
So, in our last episode, we talked about the pilot, the first story. We've got these 4 standalone cases for Dirk Gently and Richard Macduff, his long-suffering assistant or partner, depending on who you listen to. So let's look at the other 3 episodes. In the first of the 2012 episodes, we had Dirk and Macduff investigating the death of a computer programmer. And this brings them to some of his work on a piece of software called Reason, which appears to have attracted the attention of the CIA with sort of sinister and amusing results, Brian.
Yes, absolutely. And that reflects Douglas Adams' interest in computer software and what computers could do and this sort of thing, and of course was related to the books. The second episode dealt with full-out artificial intelligence and spreading almost even into artificial life. And it takes our detectives to St. Sed's College at Cambridge, where they had been students. This is, of course, Douglas Adams' fictionalized version of the Cambridge College where he went himself. And Dirk Gently's mentor, Professor Jericho, plays into this as well. And we get all sorts of strange things with secret medical treatments and experiments, and odd things happening with artificial intelligence and artificial entities, and some very strange shell games and interesting things going on.
Yeah, it's another fun episode, and as you say, it also gives us a little bit more about Dirk Gently's past. We hear a little bit more about his rather, shall we say, checkered university career. And as ever, with any detective show, the bodies start to pile up and the mystery deepens, and only, it seems, Dirk Gently and Richard Macduff can get to the bottom of things.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then the final episode, we have the rather strange situation where Dirk Gently's former clients appear to be dying off at an alarming rate. And in fact, they're being murdered. And Inspector Jilks is back. And it seemed likely that Dirk Gently is their prime suspect. And his sort of attempts to evade the police while trying to solve the case again provoke an awful lot of humour, and again the sort of witty sort of banter we've come to expect from this show.
Yes, absolutely. And Inspector Jilks and Dirk Gently get into all sorts of banter and going head to head and all of these things, because Dirk seems to be the connection between these murder victims, and there are all sorts of very odd things going on in here, and we get to strange things with telephones and mysterious people from the Far East and all sorts of bizarre things going on.
Yes, it is. And the way that the mystery is unraveled is, again, it proves once again Dirk Gently's theories of the fundamental interconnectedness of everything as he uses this to try and solve mysteries.
Yes, absolutely. So we should talk about some of the ideas from the books. Some of the more far-fetched and arguably unfilmable, well, probably unfilmable, features of the books were really not integrated into the show at all. But we did have quite a few ideas from the novels being incorporated into various episodes. One thing in particular that spreads across them was the whiteboard that Dirk Gently is using and showing these connections as were described in the novels. And often you see things that were from the novels but not used in the TV shows otherwise sort of show up in odds and ends on that whiteboard.
Yeah, it's a clever idea, the whiteboard on the wall of his office. And as you say, him drawing all these arrows, trying to connect everything, trying to join everything up, putting on lots of little sticky notes and everything and adding them to this whiteboard. And then rather humorously, when he starts a new case, he just takes a pot of white paint and paints over the whole thing and starts again. And so we get this, he has this sort of build-up of material on the wall of his office. But there you go, that's Dirk Gently.
It was a great absurd moment when he pulls out the paint roller for the first time.
Absolutely, yes, it is a very funny moment, which catches Richard Macduff by surprise and us as well. So, lovely stuff. And as you say, if you look carefully before he starts painting over the details of some of his previous cases, you will spot some references to ideas from the books, particularly some of this stuff that, as you say, Brian, probably couldn't have made it to the screen. So if you were hoping for the Electric Monk storyline, well, the only note to it that we think is that you'll see it on the whiteboard before it's obliterated with paint. I think there's also references to Professor Chronotis, a name you may recognize from Sharda, and another reference from the Douglas Adams books, the Dirk Gently books. The Man from Porlock makes an appearance as well, I think, on the whiteboard.
Yes, Professor Chronotis, of course, was a major character in Sharda and in Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency. So it was nice to see a little name check hidden in for him there. There was also the reference that Macduff's house is on Monk's Path Road. So there's a monk reference there as well.
Oh, yes, that was right. A nice little nod there as well.
There are subplots and characters that are often modified but find their way into the show. So a fair chunk of the first book, and not all of it, maybe not even half of it, but quite a bit of the first book finds its way into the pilot episode, but in sort of very different ways, and ends up with almost every subplot or character that's used is somehow juggled around and used a little bit differently, but that actually works quite well.
Okay, and of course, Douglas Adams himself wasn't averse to rejigging things, changing things around, doing different versions of his various creations. So I suppose there is some sort of tribute there as well, Brian.
Yes, there definitely is precedent in what he did with the several versions of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay, so we've got these four episodes, the initial pilot from 2010, then the three further episodes in 2012. But sadly, as we know, the viewing figures on BBC Four did rather tail off. And then it was announced that due to basically reasons of not having the budget and the fact that the BBC had recently been told that the license fee, which funds it in part, was being frozen, and the BBC announced that there would not be a second series of Dirk Gently, although actually Stephen Mangan, the actor who plays Gently, broke the news first on his own Twitter feed. And rather sad news it was, I think, that we weren't going to be getting any more.
Yes, absolutely. absolutely. BBC Four also decided to concentrate more on importing overseas shows rather than producing original shows. So we had had a number of different dramas being produced, especially for BBC Four, and they were often interesting things that might not be produced for any other venue. And unfortunately, we have very little of that now.
That's right. For BBC Four, it turns out to be much cheaper for them to import television from abroad. And strangely, it turns out to be much more popular for them as well. And if you remember back in 2012, all the fuss on British television was about the sort of dark Scandinavian crime shows, in particular The Killing and a show called Borgen, which were much more popular than Dirk Gently. Apparently, we wanted Sarah Lunt in her distinctive jumpers and her rather depressed nature, and we didn't want the quirky eccentricity of Dirk Gently, unfortunately.
We have discussed BBC Four original productions a few times on British Invaders now, just to give you that little bit of context. There was a remake of the Quatermass Experiment that was in 2005, and then a remake of A for Andromeda in 2006, both BBC Four broadcasts that were remakes of shows that are missing in their original versions.
Okay, and I think it was Crooked House and First Men on the Moon. Were they BBC Four originally?
Yes, absolutely. We did talk about Random Quest, the John Wyndham show, which was a one-off production for BBC Four.
Right, and very good it was too, yes.
I'm so glad you've decided to forego legal representation. It makes things so much simpler.
On the contrary, I'm representing myself.
As I said, simple. So, two dead people. You recognise them?
I have been advised by my legal counsel to neither confirm nor deny anything.
But you're your only... Look, there's no need to confirm. We know they were your clients. Now, apparently, they died of a heart attack, aged 27 and 48. But it happens, but not very often. The coroner got suspicious, dug a little deeper, found a very rare toxin in the bloodstream. They were murdered.
And you think that I, my client, murdered them?
So we should talk about some of what we thought about the Dirk Gently TV series. A bit of the good and the bad on a quantum level this time, perhaps? So, Eamon, what did you like about Dirk Gently?
Well, I think we're both agreed, Brian, that it's great to have Douglas Adams back on our screens again, even if briefly. And as we've sort of mentioned, although they're not strict adaptations of his books, they do seem to capture his quirky humour. And I think the writing and the way they brought that humor on screen is very good.
Yes, absolutely. I do like the transition they took of taking all of these bits and pieces of ideas and characters and putting something together from them and doing that to allow them to have this sort of episodic show with several standalone stories.
So that works very well. And as we've said, we think Douglas Adams would have approved of doing different versions inspired by his work, because that's the sort of thing he did himself with The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and all the many versions that has appeared in.
Yes, absolutely. I have to say, Douglas Adams was an amazing writer for the work that he did, you know, the science fiction comedy, the ideas he put into things, and his voice as a writer were truly great, you know, fantastic stuff. I think the Hitchhiker's books and some of his side projects were more interesting and were better than the Dirk Gently books. And one thing I have to say, as amazing as Douglas Adams was with all of the work that he did, one thing that was not his strong point was structure. He never focused on having highly structured stories. And in some cases, like we have here, having other people putting together the structure of the story and using bits and pieces of those wonderful characters and ideas from Douglas Adams can be a nice way of putting things together. I think the Dirk Gently novels in some ways were weighed down by having too many characters and ideas being introduced, so it took you quite a while to move along with the story and sort of get to the most compelling parts of things, and that sort of weighed things down a little bit. They were still definitely good books, and I enjoy them, but there were issues there, and because of that, they were able to take advantage of all of these great ideas and characters, and there were so many of them, by putting them into an ongoing series where they could spread them out.
Yes, I mean, in a way, it's amazing that there is so many story ideas in the books that they could leave some of the perhaps fan favourites out and still have plenty more to put in the TV show. So, you know, people might miss the Electric Monk. Personally, I missed the sofa gag from the first Dirk Gently novel. But there were so many other ideas crammed into his books that I suppose they could pick and choose what they wanted to put on the screen.
And I think we would have seen more of them if they were able to continue the series.
Okay. The performances, Brian, what would you say?
I basically enjoyed all of them. They were pretty strong. Stephen Mangan makes a great Dirk Gently. It's not quite the same Dirk Gently as the one in the novels. In some way, I think the Harry Enfield version from the radio is a little more faithful, but this is a great Dirk Gently. He's a little bit different and a really fun kind of character that really carries a lot of the spirit of what Douglas Adams did. Overall, I would say, yeah, the characters and the performances were good.
They are. They're fantastic, aren't they? I mean, Dirk Gently, Stephen Mangan's fantastic. Darren Boyd makes a suitable sort of foil in with his Richard Macduff. But everybody in it is really just great. And, you know, the smaller roles like Janice, the secretary, and as we've said, Jason Watkins as Inspector Jilks. It's a lovely performance. It's great fun. They're all very, very high quality actors doing great stuff, I think.
Yes, and the character of Susan was good too. You know, everything was sort of hit just right. It was really nice.
Okay, we've got the location work in Bristol, which again, I liked very much. Nice to see some different locations to the usual London setting and some of the interesting stuff in and around Dirk Gently's office and the rooftops that he sometimes clambers over to escape people who want to be paid or, of course, the police. That was great fun.
And in locations, what did you think of their St. Sed's, their Cambridge College?
Again, that looks very good. I'm not quite sure where that was filmed, but looks the part, works well for that particular story. It's nice in that episode that we've got Bill Patterson turning up as Professor Jericho. Again, another nice performance. St. Sed's looks very good.
Yeah, all in all, this is a really strong show. It's one of my favorite recent British sci-fi shows in the last few years. Certainly as an ongoing show that is, although it didn't have many episodes, it had separate standalone episodes. It wasn't a one-off. It wasn't a serial. And for a show with that format, it's one of the best we've seen in a number of years, I think.
Absolutely, yes. We very much enjoyed watching it. And just while we're talking about the positives, I'll also mention Dirk Gently's car again. I think his car is fantastic. This completely decrepit Austin Princess, one of the worst cars in British motoring history. And of course, Dirk Gently drives one and it refuses to start at all the wrong moments.
Yes, absolutely. And the way the stories have been put together in this, I think the writing was really solid. It used the Douglas Adams material, not always constantly, but I think it used it well.
Okay. Talking about recent British science fiction shows, Gently and Macduff, possibly the best quirky detective team we've seen since the Callender Detective Agency in Jekyll.
Oh, yes, that's right.
So interesting and a very interesting pairing. I think they're fantastic. And, you know, finding bad points with this show, I can't really think of many myself.
Apart from the fact that it ended too soon?
Yes, I think just that. The fact that apparently there isn't an audience for this sort of quirky, humorous, science fiction-inflected detective show on BBC Four or anywhere else, which is, I think, is a great shame. Like Stephen Mangan on his Twitter feed, I think we're greatly dismayed that it was cancelled.
Yes, it really was too bad to see it go, but it's great to have those four episodes. They're really tremendously entertaining.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to our own recommendations, and I think once again it's fairly clear which way we're going. Brian, how would you like to start?
Well, this is an easy one. I strongly recommend it. It's a really good, solid show. It works well at most every level. It uses the Douglas Adams material very well, and it's just a really good science fiction comedy detective series. Just the four episodes, but they are really worth watching, and I'm sure I will be coming back to them to watch them again at some point.
Absolutely, yes. It's a solid thumbs up from me as well. Some of the most fun I've had recently watching British science fiction show. Dirk Gently's a perfect little show. £7 for the four episodes on Amazon is an absolute bargain. So if you haven't seen it, then by all means, please do yourself a favour and check this show out. However, I suspect most of our audience will have seen Dirk Gently. And if so, if you have your particular favourite moments or bits that you were glad that were in there or bits that you would have liked to see in there, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your feedback or join us on the Facebook group.
Absolutely. So, in summary, Dirk Gently told the story of Dirk Gently, this holistic detective who used the quantum interconnections between all things to investigate things by going in very strange directions, because everything is interconnected, so you can investigate anything and find the answer to anything else. And corresponding to this very eccentric character, we had a very sort of grounded character in Richard Macduff, and we had all sorts of science fiction hinged stories with a detective style structure to them, and some very strange investigation, and lots of great eccentric fun with bits of Douglas Adams' work mixed into this great little series.
Okay, great fun. Do please let us know what you thought. And of course, do come and join us next time. We're moving towards a show where you might not have seen it. We're going back to the 70s, to children's television and to ITV, and we're looking at a show called The Doombolt Chase, and a children's adventure show with some science fiction elements in there, Brian.
Yes, definitely an interesting one to look at. Sort of a fun 1970s adventure serial.
And there'll be one or two interesting actors popping up.
Oh, yes. You can reach us at BritishInvaders@gmail.com. And you can find us at BritishInvaders.com. We are part of the Geek Culture Network, so you can find us at TheGeekCultureNetwork.com. We have a Facebook group, so if you search for British Invaders on Facebook, you will find us there as well.
Or you can live stream us on the Voice of Geek streaming radio network at vognetwork.com. You'll find us there on a Monday and a Tuesday. And as ever, Brian, we say,
welcome to all Vogons.
Particularly appropriate for this show.
Indeed. So thank you for listening. And this is Brian from Canada signing off.
Yes, thank you very much. Until next time, it's Eamon in England saying that from now on, my favourite police show is not Softly Softly, it's Gently Gently.